The gospel passage this evening is taken from those words that Jesus spoke to his disciples, to his trusted friends, on the night before he died. They're the last words that he spoke to those disciples. He knew what was before him. When a person is ready to die, when a person knows that he or she is dying, what that person has to say is terribly important. Words are not wasted. Words are explicit and direct and simple. They are, if you will, the last will and testament. And Jesus' last will and testament, his final words to his disciples, are very simple. Just as I have loved you, you are to love one another. And people will know that you are my disciple by the way you love one another. Jesus is talking not about a feeling or about an emotion. He's talking about a choice. Just as I have chosen you, you are to choose each other. The love of which the gospel speak is an act of the will. The choice by which one person says, I shall respect this other person. I shall treat this other person with dignity. I will show kindness and understanding toward that person. I will suppress any jealousy or envy. I will not rejoice in the difficulties or the failures of another. I will rejoice in their success. That's what Jesus says that love of his disciples is to be. And that is what you and I are called to live. That's not easy. That's not easy at all. Because sometimes the people who we brush up against, the people who form part of our lives, the people we deal with, sometimes they're not very likable people. Sometimes they say and do things that are destructive. Sometimes they have attitudes which are demeaning. Jesus never said that we are to like our neighbor. Some people are very unlikable. He did say we are to love our neighbor. We are to treat the neighbor with respect, with civility, with dignity, with honor. We are to seek the best for the other, as Jesus has sought the best for his disciples. Now, these two young men are going to receive First Communion this evening. And what Jesus wants you to do is to treat everybody with respect. What Jesus wants you to do is to be honest with other people, to be willing to respect other people, to not impose any difficulty upon other people. That's the way Jesus says that you are his follower. And when we come to receive communion, when we come to receive Jesus in ourselves, he gives us the help and the strength to be able to do that. Not only to the two young people receiving First Communion, but to all of us. The Eucharist draws us into the love of God made present in Jesus our Lord. Please let us pray.